I'm told that new babies actually lose a little weight between the time they're born and the checkup they have 2 weeks later. Oh, not when our little granddaughter was new. No. And we know why. She was extremely dedicated to eating often and eating a lot. Her mother's milk obviously agreed with her. She had been one happy little girl until it was time to eat again, at which point she would crank it up and let us know in no uncertain terms, "I'm hungry. I will not be delayed. I will not be denied." I think that's what she said. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a healthy appetite. Watching my granddaughter's demand for mama's milk actually helped me understand even more how God uses that example in showing us how to grow in Him. I feel like He's talking about my little darling back then when He says in 1 Peter 2:2, our word for today from the Word of God, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." Well, I know how our granddaughter was about her milk, insistent on getting it on a regular basis. Is that how you are? About the spiritual milk of God's Word, the Bible? Are you insistent on getting into His Scriptures on a regular basis? Or do you consult God's Word when you have time, when you're in a jam, when you feel like it? We're not talking here about some mechanical, grudging fulfillment, check the box, my Christian duty to read my Bible. Our granddaughter didn't seem to be saying, "Well, I know I'm supposed to be getting some milk. I guess it's my duty. I better stop and eat." No, it's not a duty for her. It was an insatiable desire. And it wasn't occasional either. It was regular. Just like our time with the Lord and His Word needs to be. Almost every detour from God's way and God's will can ultimately be traced to one thing: neglecting our time with Him. Time with Jesus in His book has to be a commitment, something you insist on, no matter what. It's easy to quote the verse about seek first the kingdom of God, but it's hard to believe you mean that if your time with the King isn't the highest priority of your personal schedule. So is it? Better yet, is He? Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about being with Him, not being with a book. But like the person you love connecting with you through the love letter that they write to you, our main connection to Jesus right now is His love letter called the Bible. Frankly, we are so clueless about how to handle like this day's challenges if we don't have time getting God's perspective and God's direction. God's Word is designed to be your anchor, the one thing doesn't move when everything else is moving. God gave you His Word to be your flashlight, to illuminate the ground you have to walk on today. It's your harbor where you can find God's peace in any storm. And in His words, God reveals your orders from heaven for this day. So without the heaven link of time in God's Word, you're living a day without your flashlight, your anchor, your harbor, your orders. It's time for you to make your time with God and His Word the non-cancelable, non-negotiable of your daily schedule. It all comes down to appetite. If you've allowed an appetite for TV, internet, social media, sports, music, news, friends, or anything else to marginalize your appetite for God's Word, things are messed up. Ask God to give you, like a baby, a desperate appetite for more of what He has to say. Because really, that's the only way to, as the Bible says, grow up in your salvation.
Thanks, Ron. Right now, here on the campus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, you would see a lot of excitement. We are building a brand new facility called the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. To find out more about the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center, please visit our website, hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.